Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, man, the USCCA Armed American Radio studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll. Another great program lined up for you. Have you been listening to the show this week? Wow, it's been really good. Been really, really informative. Educational, informative, and entertaining. That's the key, man. That's the key. How you doing today? Hey, got some new liners in. Check this out. Mike Gallagher sent us a new liner today. You're going to start hearing this on the program at some point.
Hi, Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with the great Mark Walters. Now, back to Mark.
Oh, hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Isn't that wonderful? Listen to this.
Armed American Radio's monster broadcast. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Hey, we love Mike Gallagher. He's my favorite talk radio host. And I love when we get these liners from him. Sean, you got a copy down in Dallas? How you doing, man?
Yep.
How you doing today? Yep.
I'm doing all right.
You battling a cold? What's going on?
No, I just got a lot of things I got to do today.
Yeah? You mean work-related stuff?
Yes.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Well, that depends.
But see, you love what you do. You educate, inform, and entertain America's responsibly armed citizens. And it's great. You're a part of that. That should make you feel great. The only thing that bothers me is that you're not going to be in shot with me next week in Las Vegas. But we need you where you're at. So I apologize. Sort of, kind of.
Oh, that's all right. I'm geared up to go back to Alabama next year.
Alabama for the food stuff. Doing the food stuff, man. Doing the food truck. You need to buy yourself a food truck there, bro. Buy yourself
a food truck. Food
truck. Much work. Too much work with food trucks, man.
No, that's too expensive. Now, I will admit I am thinking about purchasing some restaurants in the Philippines.
It seemed to me a food truck would be cheaper than restaurants, plural, in the Philippines. I don't know how cheap Filipino restaurants are.
I could get a food cart and put it on the street food, sell street food, American street food, for about 10 grand.
Okay, that's interesting. All right. You could probably buy some acreage out in Iraq pretty cheap right now. It's bound to go up at some point in time.
No, that's all right, man.
Okay.
I don't play with ISIS. I got enough to worry about with MSNBC and MS-13.
Well, don't feel so bad. You're not alone. Obama doesn't play with ISIS either. He doesn't like playing with the JV team. Did you see his little bye-bye farewell yesterday?
No, I watched Cooks versus Cons. Thank you.
Oh, no, it was such a relief. Such a relief to watch that. It really, truly was. To see the snowflakes just falling apart was wonderful. And then to see Trump today come out and school the media and essentially put CNN in their rightful place. You are fake news. I am not giving you a question. Bye. And moved on to somebody else. It was just wonderful. So it'll give you a little bit of taste of where we're going in the future. And, you know, mind you, this is not getting any press from the media at all. No attention. You know, he's working for you for free. Free. The man's not taking a salary. That's right. He is doing the job of President of the United States free. Nobody talks about that. That should be a huge story. The law of self-defense, the emails are coming in, and I want you to hear this stuff. I'm going to spend some time on this with you. Yeah, I hadn't expected to see it like this. But obviously, a fascinating topic to many of you. And that's great news. That's wonderful news. That means you're taking it. See, that's what responsibly armed Americans do. They take this stuff serious. Unlike the media who tells you, there's a piece written by this dope, Daniel Ruth, down in Tampa, Florida. I went back and forth, round and round with this clown. He's been around forever. A number of years ago, in some email strings with him. Gosh, I wish I still had those. But he's an anti-gun, arrogant, condescending elitist. Used to work for the Tampa Tribune. He's now over at the Tampa Bay Times. I don't know how that all happened. It used to be the St. Pete Times. Is now the Tampa Times. I guess he's working for them now as a columnist. And he just flat out hates your right to bear arms. And he wrote a nasty piece. You know, you're a Yahoo, Fort Lauderdale. You know, does anybody think that a good guy with a gun, you know, could stop a bad guy or even know where to shoot? Of course, Daniel Ruth fails to mention the good guy with the gun that saved the Lee County Sheriff deputy's life just weeks earlier and miles down the road from where that clown writes his gibberish. They don't like to tell you that stuff. Daniel Ruth doesn't want to have, he doesn't have any time to talk to you about the thousands of Americans that we cover here on this program, happy ending stories, I call them, of people just like you who use a firearm every day to defend your life. The little old lady from Texas the other day we talked about, 74 years old. I tried to kill him. Yes, she did, and had every right to. The gun shop owners talked about yesterday. NBR Hawkins wrote about. I could go on and on and on, but he doesn't have time for that. No, the condescending elitists don't have time for that. All they want to do is badmouth you. Well, I'll read a little bit of that piece for you earlier today, or that appeared earlier yesterday. I'll read that for you today. But do you remember the email I got from Richard a couple days ago? I read it. Richard is a man who was listening to the Sunday broadcast with Andrew Branca, the author of Law of Self-Defense, great attorney. And he wrote me this email. Howdy, Mark. Like your show and what you do to support the Second Amendment. That said, between Andrew's book and your discussion with him on Sunday, I have decided to quit my concealed carry. Do you remember that email? Let me finish. Yes, I know I could regret it, but legally it's just not worth it. Do all the right things and still possibly go to jail? Nope, don't think so. I will continue to keep my firearm for home defense, but not concealed. You all stay safe. Richard. 100% valid, legitimate concerns from the emailer. And if you heard, and I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that hour. It was wonderful. And if you heard Andrew, he's not the only one that came to that conclusion. I can promise you that. He's just the only one that wrote me that said he came to that conclusion. Well, I sent that email to Andrew for a response to the emailer. And boy, did I get one today that was just wonderful. Just wonderful. I'm going to read you his reply. And then tell you, you see, I had an instant response for him that I haven't yet covered. For Richard. I wanted to see what Andrew had to say. And I didn't want to reply to Richard until I actually saw what Andrew said to him. Because I knew Andrew was going to have just a brilliant response. And he does. Incredible response. And after I read Andrew's response, which I'll read to you momentarily, to the emailer who again, has a completely valid, legitimate concern. Man, that's not worth it to me. What he's talking about is going to jail. My reply is, there's an organization out there that can keep that from happening. In fact, that Tampa Tribune, dopey former St. Pete Times, Tampa Times, wrote a full-page Sunday, full front-page story on it. That was the U.S. Concealed Carry Association and the Self-Defense Insurance, the SHIELD. The self-defense shield. So, Richard, I ask you if you've considered that, because that's what it's designed to do, keep that from happening to you in the event that what Andrew was talking about does in fact happen. But I sat on that because I wanted to wait until we heard from Andrew, and his response is just absolutely wonderful. I don't want to start that now because I'm going to get cut off by the break, so I want to read that to you. When we come back from the break, there is a very cool story also. Let me start with this one first. Salt Lake City, Utah. Leave our concealed carry law alone. Leave our concealed carry law alone. This is from a Tuesday editorial. Apparently, the newspaper is urging the governor, Gary Herbert, to kill any attempt to, quote-unquote, eviscerate the state's concealed carry law by ending a key requirement needed to obtain a permit, that being training. Training. So I want to ask you some questions about that today. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Should you have to have training to exercise your right to carry a concealed firearm? Should you? And for that matter, why is the newspaper weighing in at all rather than just reporting the damn news? That's my question. Why do newspapers endorse candidates? Why don't they just report the news and let you endorse a candidate? It's not their business. Ah. Throw that little dig in there, that little slap whoosh, at the media while I can right before we go to a break. But when we come back, I want to read you that string again from Richard. So important. Andrew Branco, the amazing attorney and author of The Law of Self-Defense. His response to the emailer is something all of America can benefit from, and you will as soon as we come back from this break. So please don't go away. If you go anywhere, just make it to go get some popcorn because you need to hear this. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. There's also another one I want to talk with you about, another story I want to talk with you about today. This is really just a really cool thing coming out of Tombstone, Arizona. Now, if you know me at all, if you've listened to me at all over the years, you know I'm a huge fan and a student of the history of Tombstone, Arizona, and Arizona in general. Tombstone's a wonderful place. Living history. If you've never been, by all means, go. Take the trek. About 3 hours and 15 minutes outside of Phoenix. Just about 80 miles or so outside of Tucson. But by all means, take the ride. The place was built, and then the history of the gun. You know, the OK Corral is there, and just some legendary stuff, legendary folklore. The folks who made it what it is. Just a very cool place. You know, on the other side, you got Gettysburg, another great place to go and see and relive some history. But as far as being a student of the gun, as the great trainer Paul Markle says, you know, he's a student of the gun. Arizona is a wonderful place to visit, and there's no place better to go see than Tombstone. It's just a very cool place, the history of the place. You can smell the history while you're there. There's a cool story about that. We'll go there in just a second. First, I want to continue with the law of self-defense. We talked about this briefly again yesterday and the day before, and I talked about it at length with Andrew Branca on Sunday's program. I cannot overemphasize to you enough. I just can't do it. To listen to that hour of the Sunday show, armedamericanradio.com, archives, radio broadcast, and click on Sunday's date, the 8th, and listen to hour one. Incredible stuff. If you carry a gun, if you're considering carrying a gun, if you own a gun, don't carry it, but are thinking about it. If you don't own a gun, you're thinking about buying one because you want to carry it, or you don't own a gun and want to buy one because you don't think you're going to carry it, but you might. You get the idea. You need to hear this stuff. Again, the email, howdy, Mark, like your show and what you do. That said, between Andrew's book and your discussion with him on Sunday, I've decided to quit my concealed carry. Yes, I know I could regret it, but legally it's just not worth it. Do all the right things and still possibly go to jail? Nope, don't think so. I will continue to keep my firearm for home defense, but not concealed. You all stay safe. Richard, Andrew responded to him today. Here's the response, and it's important enough that you hear it. He said, hey, Richard, your concern about the legal risks of carrying are something I hear from time to time, and there's certainly nothing wrong with having those concerns. They are reasonable concerns. Carrying a firearm for personal protection is a huge responsibility with substantial risks, and it certainly isn't for everybody. And as I said on Mark's show, it's certainly possible that you could do everything right using a gun in defense of yourself or your family and still end up going to jail. Witnesses can lie. Evidence can be lost. Your defense attorney could turn out to be not very good. Stuff happens. The reason I emphasize that point, however, is not to discourage people from carrying a firearm for personal protection if they are otherwise prepared for that responsibility, but to make sure they are making an informed decision. Knowing that I could do everything right and still go to jail, I personally still carry a handgun every day and have done so for my entire adult life. Why? Because I personally believe that there are worse things than going to jail. For me personally, dying would be worse than going to jail. Watching my wife or children be murdered would be worse than going to jail. Having my wife or daughters raped would be worse than going to jail. Being permanently maimed or crippled, or having a member of my family be maimed or crippled, would be worse than going to jail. Were I compelled to use my handgun out on the street to prevent one of those outcomes from happening, and despite doing everything right, I ended up unjustly convicted and in jail, I still believe it would have been the right thing to do, and I am prepared to live with that outcome. It would suck, no doubt. But I'd rather have my wife and children alive and me in jail, however unjustly, than have them dead or maimed and me not worried about prison. I'd rather have that gun on my person, acknowledging all the risks and responsibility involved, than have myself or my family destroyed by a criminal predation while out shopping because I'd left my gun home in the safe. That doesn't necessarily mean you should have the same perspective, make the same decision, or be prepared to live with a similar outcome under similar circumstances. We'll all draw that line in a different place. And where you draw your line is entirely up to you. Nobody else can or should make that decision for you. If you are more comfortable leaving the gun at home, then that's the right decision for you. You certainly won't hear me criticize you for it. After all, it's you who has to live with the consequences either way. Best regards, Andrew. How do we begin to deconstruct that? What do you think about what you just heard? What do you think about what I just read? What do you think about Andrew Branca, the brilliant attorney, author of The Law of Self-Defense? What do you think about his response to Richard, whose concern is 100% valid, 100% legitimate? Andrew's response is an eye-popper, isn't it? He followed it up. He said, "Hey, Richard, another thought." He sent a subsequent email. "To my knowledge, the single most effective means of minimizing your risks of going to jail, even if you do everything right, is to know the rules of engagement. Your legal risks can never be zero, but they can be darn close to zero if you make the effort to educate yourself of the law of self-defense and, in fact, restrict your self-defense conduct to what that law allows. Prosecutors don't like to take hard-to-win cases to trial, so make yourself a hard-to-win case." And then he went on to have a personal discussion with Richard that is not something that I'll read on air. It's not necessary. But this is the ultimate response to Richard's question, or I shouldn't say question, but Richard's comments. It wasn't a question. He was commenting on, "Hey, man, whoa, what I heard scared the crap out of me. Dude, I do everything right. I don't want to go to prison. I don't want to go to prison. I'm not doing my family any good in prison." Andrew opened all of our eyes with his response. Something to think about, something to ponder. We'll deconstruct a little bit of it when we come back, then I'll move on to a couple more topics. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA, Armed American Radio Studios. I'm Mark Walters, back after these messages. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new 2-holster combo. Now you can buy 2 complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, those emails, when I saw those come across my screen today, I thought I've got to share those with you because they're important. My gosh. You know, I used a firearm to defend my life in 2002. I used the occurrence as an example on the program and during the interview, the one-hour interview with Andrew Branca on Sunday's broadcast this past week on the Monster Show, the Monster broadcast. As an example put up for everybody to hear from the attorney, the expert, when he was talking about the 5 elements, the present, what are the 5 elements? Let me tell you. Then I'll tell you my story. You think about this. Because I'm the regular guy, just like you. Carrying a gun, just like you. And according to Andrew, let me read you this piece that I have highlighted. Long before the trial, the prosecutors and the defense counsel will pave the way to tell these stories. They will search for evidence that will hurt or help them. They will develop a sense for how strong or weak their narrative is likely to be relative to the other side's story. This process will start the moment the prosecutor gets your file and the moment your lawyer's phone rings with your call. So what is it that both sides are looking for? They need evidence that strengthens their stories in 5 fundamental ways. Now, if you're driving, don't do this. By all means, go back and listen to it. If you are not and you can write these down, please do so. These are the 5 elements that must be present for you to prevail. Number one, innocence. Number two, imminence. Number three, proportionality. Number four, avoidance. And number five, reasonableness. Again, innocence. Are you innocent? Two, imminence. Was the threat against you imminent? Could you have backed up and gone away? Could you have walked away? Could you have run away? Even if you don't have to, could you have? Proportionality. Was your response proportionate to the threat? Avoidance. Could you have avoided this at all from it ever happening to begin with? And reasonableness. Was your response reasonable? Would it be viewed reasonable that other people would consider it reasonable? Or would your actions be considered reasonable if someone else took them? And on and on. According to Andrew, those five elements define all self-defense claims, all of them. And every one of them are cumulative. Each one of them has to be present for you to prevail. And he says, quoting, you can think of them as five links in a chain from which your liberty is hanging. Even if one of those links breaks, the chain breaks and your claim fails, period. Let me tell you briefly what happened to me. I was on my way to work. About 6:20 in the morning, approaching a traffic light when a car in another lane come that was at a dead stop that I moved over to the other lane to get out of its way. The light was green. I thought maybe they were stalled or whatever. Wasn't thinking much. Just got out of their way. Light turned. They roared to life, cut in front of me, cut me off in traffic. I was in the left lane. There was a left turn lane next to me. Two individuals exited the vehicle, began beating forcefully on the windows and the hood of the car off of my front left bumper in that left turn lane, when one of the individuals turned his attention towards me. Had his hand wrapped in a T-shirt or some type of white cloth, I remember. Pointed at me, mouthed a few choice words, took two steps towards my vehicle. I drew my firearm, aimed it right at his forehead and his chest. He stopped his actions against me, yelled something to his partner. I then covered his partner with the muzzle of my gun from inside my vehicle. Went back and covered the individual who was in front of me, off my left bumper, the driver. They retreated to the quote-unquote safety of their vehicle. Got out of Dodge. Light changed. Everybody went about their lives. Unfolded in, I don't know, can't tell you how, what time was, just guesstimate. Everything they say happens to you does, in fact, happen to you. I used that example. Now, Andrew wasn't there. But we discussed innocence, imminence, proportionality, avoidance, and reasonableness. You can hear the discussion. He threw something out there that, quite frankly, I never even thought about. This was in 2002, long before iPhones, 5 years before the first iPhone. People had cell phones, but they weren't near as prevalent as they are today. But those individuals could have stopped at a payphone and called the police. Man, this guy drew a gun on me in the middle of Fletcher Avenue. He was in a black BMW. What happens in that case? I frankly hadn't even thought about that. I've written my story countless times. It's chapter one in my book, Lessons from Armed America. I could have been charged depending on the prosecutor and how it was framed. Remember, Andrew's response, witnesses lie. I don't know that anybody saw from another vehicle what happened. I had the tinted windows, and I don't think anybody could see in my vehicle. They did. There were two of them, one of them acting as a witness, the two of them lying together, as Andrew mentioned. Prosecutor listens to that, takes a look at what happened from a different perspective. I'm charged with aggravated assault with a firearm for pointing a deadly weapon at somebody. Minimum mandatory 3 years in the slammer in Florida. My daughter was 2 weeks old at the time that happened. I wouldn't have seen her again for 3 years. By the time the trial was over, she'd been 4 years old by the time. Think about it. And I'm not talking about on the other side of the glass. The emailer's concerns are valid and legitimate. And what Andrew does is breaks that down into, hey, I get it, dude, but what's more important to you? You see, I'll tell you what's more important to me. Two people on me, when I couldn't get myself, I couldn't move, I was boxed in traffic, to the left, to the rear, to the right. I was going home that day, and I was going home at their expense. Now, it's easy for me to say these things after the fact because it happened so long ago, and I've had many years to reflect back on it. Who were they? Why did they do what they do? Why did they do what they did? Did they know the other person? Was it a domestic dispute? I didn't give a crap. They turned their attention towards me during what anybody would consider or any witness who saw it would consider to be a violent felony. They were in the act of committing a felony. I was going home, and I was going to go home at their expense if I had to. And let me tell you something. I'm with Andrew on this one. If I had to spend 3 years in the slammer to make sure that my daughter had her father when I got out, so be it. Go back and listen to this. Listen to the original email. Listen to the attorney's response. Buy the book. If you want to read more about people who used firearms or wished they had one when they needed it, you can pick up both of my books as a supplement to his. Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America with Rob Pincus. The first one was written with Kathy Jackson. Masoud Ayoub wrote the foreword to the first one. Ted Nugent wrote the foreword to the second one with Rob Pincus and myself. But I'm telling you, if you're thinking about it or if you carry a firearm, don't walk through life thinking, I'm the good guy, everybody's going to know it. I'm the good guy. I didn't do anything wrong. And do exactly what Andrew said. Make yourself impossible to convict by having the knowledge necessary to not wind up in that situation in the first place. Tombstone and Salt Lake when we come back. And I'll tell you a little bit about what Richard needs to consider and what you need to consider too in a situation like this. And that is, there is insurance available to you. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak.3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, back in the USCCA Armed American Radio studios with you for the final segment of today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I hope you're taking something away from it. I know we've spent a little bit of time on this week, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it this weekend coming up as well. This is, I don't think there's any more important section, if you will. If this were to be a newspaper, this discussion of the many facets of a concealed carry lifestyle, or the decision that you made, and it's a personal decision. This is one of the most personal decisions you will ever make, if not the most personal and important decisions you will ever to make. That decision being, of course, to carry a firearm for your self-protection. But if we were to break it out or lay it out like a newspaper, this is probably the most important part. This is the most important section. This would be front page stuff, to use the analogy, if you would. Because it's truly life or death, not just in the form of mortal combat and the outcome of that. Winner, loser, two losers. There have been instances, of course, we've talked about them on this show, of individuals getting into a tussle because they're idiots and both dying on the scene. We saw that at a car wash not too long ago during a road rage. Seems to happen quite frequently when it's a road rage. Two morons get out of the car and go at each other. No excuse for that. None whatsoever. Completely, totally, 100% avoidable. They wind up killing each other in front of their families on the side of the road, who are left in the cars going, "Holy crap, what just happened?" I'll tell you what just happened. Your husband was a fool and he's dead. Ditto for the other one. This is an incredibly important topic. So think long and hard about this. Do you have what it takes in you to strap that firearm to your hip or to put it in your purse or wherever else you carry it? Where you carry it is semantics. We're talking about having to use it. And I do have another email on that, but I'll save that one for tomorrow. Tombstone, Arizona, very cool place. If you've never been, you know, I can understand why you've never been. It's not the easiest place in the world to get to. All right, it's out there. It's out in the middle of the desert. And you, like me, I feel history. When I go to Gettysburg, I look out, I stand up on Little Round Top, and I look out, I know a lot about the battle. I'm a student of that battle. I look down at the Devil's Den, and I look out at the surrounding countryside, and I can see the armies and smell the powder. I can hear the roar. I can hear the battle. I can hear the combat, the death, the struggle that went on there. Tombstone, to me, the same way. I can feel and sense that history when I'm there as I walk those dusty streets and exit the location that they did and take the walk that the Earps and Doc Holliday did before meeting the Clantons and McLowries behind Fly's photography studio, otherwise now known more so as the OK Corral, which it truly was not. It was behind it, but that's okay. Known as the gunfight at the OK Corral. Been there. And Tombstone is a town that was literally born on the gun. When Ed Shiflin, the founder, would leave the safety of the fort at night to head out in search of silver, one of the guards said to him, "Well, where are you going at night every night? I see you leave." He says, "I'm going out to find my fortune." The guard said, "The only thing you're going to find out in those hills is your tombstone." Hence how the city got its name. It would soon grow to over 15,000 people. Fascinating story. Ed Shiflin was armed to the teeth. Pistols, rifles, more than one, plenty of ammo, in very hostile Apache territory at that time. Many prospectors never returned. Went out into those hills and never came home. To this day, nobody knows where they are. You can speculate. Suffice to say, somebody else probably has their guns. So it was a city built on the gun, both good and bad. The lawless, the law-abiding, necessary tool on the frontier. And today, just today, Mayor of Tombstone declares Tombstone Second Amendment City. City officials have declared Tombstone a gun-friendly city, saying guns are an integral part of the Old West. Tombstone Mayor Dusty, isn't that great? Escapule, I think I'm saying that right. Escapule? We'll just call him Dusty. Tombstone Mayor Dusty on Tuesday signed a proclamation naming Tombstone America's Second Amendment City. The proclamation does not change any existing laws or ordinances, but the mayor says it is symbolic, with a symbolic way for the city to show support for the right to bear arms. Dusty says Tombstone is the only city in the country with such a proclamation. He said he hopes other mayors in Arizona step up and proclaim their city as a Second Amendment city. Now, that's very cool if you've ever been to Tombstone. Makes perfect sense to do that. And it's much like Kennesaw, Georgia, in response to Oak Grove or Oak Park, dopey Illinois, liberal town, Democrat-run town, that banned all firearms from their little town back in the 80s. Kennesaw, Georgia answered with, "Nah, man, you want to live in Kennesaw, you have to have, every household has to have a gun." Got the nickname Guntown USA, Kennesaw, Georgia. And when that ordinance passed, Kennesaw is very famous for that ordinance, by the way. Doesn't change state law. And the town can't make you, the town council can't make you buy a gun. But it made a bold statement. It said, "Hey, Atlanta criminals, venture up this way. The odds have it, you're going to run into an armed civilian. Our townsfolk are armed. We make the proclamation. Their crime rate fell by 87% after that, and it has remained at those levels for years. More guns, less crime. More guns in the hands of good law-abiding people, less crime. Tombstone's proclamation, there ain't a whole lot going on out there in that desert out there between Bisbee and Sierra Vista. Tourism keeps it alive. But there's still crime in Tombstone, believe it or not. A city of about 2,600 people, many of them with roots all the way back to the 1870s when the town was founded. Incredible. Many of them new. Tourists who came out, like the owner of the Crystal Palace, came out, fell in love with the place, and bought the bar that made the West famous. Second Amendment proclamation. The age. It's a new age. It's going to be a new 8 years. Congratulations to Tombstone. I'm looking forward to getting out there in the very near future. I'm Mark Walters. I've been filling your prescription for freedom, educating, informing, and entertaining you here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I hope you dig the program. Remember, we're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can. Don't have time to go into Salt Lake City Tribune story, leave our concealed carry alone. I want to talk with you a little bit about training, so we're going to turn that page tomorrow and talk with you about this. And think about this. Send me an email. Should you be required to take any training from the state in order to get a permit? Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know your thoughts. We'll read them tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.